On today's Tuesday edition of Farm Time, a portion of an interview I aired Saturday on the Early Bird with Amy Knopfinger with ARP, AARP. They had an exhibit at our farm broadcasters meeting a few weeks ago, primarily putting the focus on fraud and scams in the rural community.
Criminals will go after everybody. Let's be clear. They'll steal your $5, your $50, or your $5 million, but they're certainly going to target older adults more because they hold the majority of wealth in the United States. They've worked hard their whole lives to accumulate a comfortable retirement or land and property. You know, what we're seeing right now with these scams, especially this time of the holiday season, is we're seeing imposter scams. So you might get a text message saying that, you know, USPS is trying to deliver a package to you. And you think, oh, I just sent my grandkids across country a package. Maybe this is it. So you click on that link. This is not how USP works. This is nothing but a common scam that tries to steal your personal and financial information. Additionally, what we're seeing, and this again is coming in via text message, wrong number text messages. This will say something like, hey, what time's our golf game tomorrow? Or are you coming for dinner? We've all gotten these. That is nothing but a start of a cryptocurrency investment scam. If you get a text like that, do not respond and say, sorry, wrong number. If it is somebody that is trying to reach out to you, they'll find a way. But that's how good these criminals are to come into our lives and to try to steal our money.
It just seems like the scams never quit. Somebody's always after your money.
You're exactly right. I have actually been in this position at AARP working in fraud for 23 years, and I'm having some of the same conversations with folks about scams. The difference is, I will say, is this device that we carry in our pockets 24/7. We call it a phone, and so by having this device with us 24/7, that means the criminals have access to us 24/7. So remember that. Remember, wherever you are online, wherever you are on the internet, or you are on your device, there might be a criminal waiting to steal your money. So just remember, if anyone is asking you for personal information like your Medicare number, Social Security number, driver's license, or money, and right now they're asking for money in the form of a prepaid gift card, those are those colorful cards that we see at the grocery store, or they're asking or directing you to go to a crypto ATM machine. If you hear any of those things, stop, call a friend, a trusted family advisor, call us on the Fraud Watch Network helpline, but get advice on how to handle that situation.
Some very timely scam information from ARP. I'm Mike Perrine.